definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Definitely Human presents Down.
So this is what they were up to all along, is it? Tell us we're going down to explore the ocean and then lock us out of the controls when we start thinking for ourselves.
I'm sure there's a rational explanation for all this.
Really, Marcus, even after they've seized control of our submarine, you're still on their side?
Of course he is. I suppose they put you here to keep an eye on us, didn't they? They're wild, you little worm.
Hey now, I'm just as upset as the rest of you, but there's no use panicking, and there's certainly no need for name-calling.
What was the scheme, Wild? Send us to the bottom of the ravine with the illusion of control to see what was down there, and if it's dangerous, then we'll be the guinea pigs.
That's ridiculous. Advantage aren't like that.
Or do they want to see how we'd react to captivity?
Okay, Captain, I think you need to calm down.
Well, well, well. So you're taking their side, are you, Mr. Jansen? I should have known.
There are no sides, Charlie, and there's no scheme either. This is a science mission, and you're just freaking out. Like, no one's out to get you. I can't believe you'd think I was some kind of spy.
I'll drop the act, Wild. What do you claim to add to this mission? You have no technical skills, you don't seem to know any more science than Dr. Straker or Dr. Frame, and you certainly have no idea how to handle yourself in the sea. You're a mole!
Right. Right, that is a very serious allegation, Mr. Dresden, and I don't think I appreciate your tone.
You're a fink! A dirty rat!
That's enough, Charlie.
Right, you're being extremely unprofessional.
Get off my bridge, fink!
Oh, for God's sake.
I am gonna leave, but not because you said so. I'm going because you're completely out of order here, and I think you need to take a long, hard look at yourself.
Tell it to your paymasters!
What the hell's wrong with you, Charlie? It's bad enough that we don't know what's going on at Mission Control and that Virgil's gone haywire. We don't need you being an asshole, too. We need to stick together.
We were never together, Straker. I was supposed to be the captain of this vessel, and you were all supposed to be the crew. But then you tried to turn it into some kind of hippie commune, and now we've been stabbed in the back. What a mess.
That's just a bizarre takeaway from this situation. Clearly, if we're going to find out what's actually going on, we need to restore communications as quickly as possible. Sam, do you think you could get on that?
No problem.
And I'll see if there's some way to override the override.
And don't let Wild snoop on you!
Disaster! See that? Those cables are tangled. Disgusting. You need
need to get your head out your arsehole, because that is not how we do things in a professional kitchen.
Hey there!
Oh, God, sorry. Oh, sorry, Mark. You scared me, Marcus.
Sorry about that. What are you working on?
Just going through the communications network. Everything seems okay with the systems in the command module, so the fault is somewhere along the rest of the line.
Oh, great.
Can't see any problems here, but there's like 12 junctions the signal has to pass through. I'm going to have to check all of them manually to isolate the problem.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And if they're all fine, then it'll be a case of going over the decoding algorithm. All the signals that pass through the system are encoded for security, see? So if something...
Well, that's great work, man. You really are on top of this thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're getting there.
I'm a bit worried about Charlie, though.
What's he up to now?
Nothing new. He's just sitting in the command module with Marion sulking. But you saw how he was on the bridge before. It was a bit scary.
Yeah, he was acting really crazy.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you did. It makes me wonder what he's capable of.
But what can we do? Either Charlie's in charge or Advantage are in charge. Either way, we've got to just keep on trucking. We don't get any say in the matter.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just us versus the man, right? Look, still, Charlie's really flying off the handle lately. I don't know if we should be trusting him.
What do you mean?
Well, he's been overstepping his mark for a while, hasn't he? Well, we've all seen that. Like, demanding complete obedience, circumventing protocol, being downright dismissive of mission control. And I know you've had your fair share of problems with him.
Yeah, he's a real git.
And now I'm catching it as well. In one argument, he called me a worm, a rat, and a mole.
That was pretty low.
But I'm not any of those, Sam. I'm a human. A human with feelings.
Are you okay, mate?
I'm fine. I just wanted to know that if push came to shove, you'd have my back, that's all.
Oh, of course I've got your back, but don't worry about that. I'm sure it'll all blow over soon.
I hope so, Sam. I really hope so. Because there's something else that's been on my mind too.
What's that? Marcus, you're scaring me.
What if, and stay with me here, what if the communications outage isn't an accident?
What do you mean? That it's deliberate?
Well, like you say, Charlie's been acting really crazy, hasn't he? Trying to protect his authority, going off the rails. What if Charlie cut the communications himself?
Just hear me out. What if Wild cut the communications himself? Eh?
You idiot.
What? It makes perfect sense.
You've got to be kidding me.
I couldn't be more serious. He's been buttering everyone up, trying to get on everyone's good side.
It's called being friendly, Charlie. It's what normal people do.
It's a power play, Straker. Don't be such a rube.
Rube? Fink? Do you even hear yourself?
I'm just pointing out the facts. Mr. Wild has been acting weird. Our communications no longer work, and now we don't have control of the Virgil.
I will accept two-thirds of what you've just said, but the only person acting weirdly is you. I know everything hasn't worked out as we'd planned, but it's extremely unlikely that any of this is a deliberate plot against us. Can we please, please not start tearing each other down right now? There are only four of us left, Charlie. God, can you imagine what Stephen would think of all this?
Maybe you're right. I have been a bit of a tosser, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
That was more of a rhetorical question.
Sorry, I was just glad we finally agreed on something.
Well, let's get back to work. We need to figure out what systems are still under our control, if any. Gotta find a way out of this.
Okay. Well, can we check in on Sam and Marcus? The security cameras seem to be running okay. That's weird.
What?
I can't access it. It's locked to someone's ID.
Is that... I knew it! That dirty rat Fink!
Genuinely, Marcus, thank you so much. Most people would have got bored by the sixth signal junction.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Happy to help.
I know what you're up to, Wild, and by God, you're going to talk now!
He looks angry, Marcus.
Charlie!
Yeah!
Whoa!
I thought you could spy on us through the security cameras, did you?
That's company policy, Charlie. We're always monitored.
You locked it all to your ID, you bastard!
Right, that was one thing, Charlie. One thing. And you know it was a special case. Stephen's death... Oh, come on, let me go now. We can talk about this.
Charlie! Stop! Help! Sam, catch!
Wait, what? What? Is this a syringe?
Stick him with it!
Oh, God!
This is what happens to rats on my ship.
Now, Sam!
Okay! Oh, shit!
What did you do? He's a spy. I caught him. The spy. Son of a...
Oh, my God, he punched me.
Are you okay?
Don't worry, Sam. I'll take care of Marcus. You just try to relax.
Relax? I just sedated our captain. Oh, God, we're all going to die down here.
We are not going to die, Sam. Don't you ever say that again.
We are. If this really is a test or an experiment or something, then we failed.
No, you did good, Sam. You did the right thing. I'm all right thanks to you. Well done, buddy. You saved my bacon right there.
Oh, no.
Sam, go back to the command module. Marcus and I will put Charlie in his quarters and everything will be okay. You'll see. Everything will be okay.
That was Down, Part 8. Written by Maximilian John. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker. Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde. Max Upton as Sam Jensen. David Knight as Charlie Dresden, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.